Oh, what's this? Time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. So last week, we left off with trying to figure out what was better. Some pre-finished flooring or putting it in place, sanding it, and going old school. So where'd we leave off? We never got to what's better and why you would want to use one or the other.
Well, we started talking about it, and we ran out of time. And the answer is, they're both very, very good, and it all depends on the situation.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of times people are going to call in and they're going to have a hardwood floor already that they need to match.
Mm-hmm.
In that situation, you're going to want to do a unfinished floor so that we can sand and match it all and make it all look right.
Well, you can even feather into an older floor, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, if we took out a wall or a closet and now that wood floor needs to go through, you don't have to rip out the whole floor.
Right. No.
You guys can tie into it and keep going.
We absolutely can tie into it, put the same exact species of wood, width, and everything, and then just sand everything, and it'll look...
Species. That didn't sound right, did it?
Species. Species of wood.
Like bugs.
What right, kind of, yeah, right. That's what I'm thinking.
It's a technical term, Robbie. Come on.
Everybody out there thought of bugs.
Yeah. We just, it's
bugs
like bugs.
And animals.
Okay. Yeah. So we put it together with the same kind of tree.
Thank you. Same kind of tree. Two tree.
You started it, man.
That's right.
Don't look at me.
Just don't say that word. Sorry.
Go ahead.
All right, so
you can tie these together. You use the same kind of tree. You go out, you lop down the tree in the yard, and you put the same kind of wood back in. And now you can sand it, finish it, boom, done.
Yeah, for the most part, that's exactly how it works. But there is a time and a place to use a pre-finished floor. And that is if you're not matching anything, you're kind of starting from scratch. You have a clean slate. And again, with the variety of pre-finished flooring options that we have now, if we can find a product for you that we don't have to sand and finish in your home and sort of not have to put you through something like that, I mean, why not? It's available in a variety of different tree species, right? The tree types. I said it again. Sorry.
Tree types.
Now I have tree to look types. It up.
It's a professional flooring guy. Yeah, we get this in all sorts of trees for you. You know, you can ask just about any color.
So it's available in all these different varieties. But again, if we can find a color and a type that everybody likes, then why put them through a full refinishing in the home? Unless there's a specific color, specific, you know, format, specific, maybe there's an inlay, something unique where we need to machine it. If we don't need to machine it in your home, there's almost no reason to do it anymore.
Right. So this week I got a question. Guy says, I want to redo all the floors, you know, in my whole house. On the first floor, we're going to rip everything out. And I like the big wide planks.
Yeah.
And I want all the big wide planks installed, and I want real wood. I don't want any of that cheap,
like laminate
stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. Do you like to open the windows in the summer? And they said, oh, yeah, we hardly ever use the air. So now what do we do?
We tell them to call somebody else. No.
Because what happens with that? Wide plank floor and no AC in the summer does what?
Yeah, it's going to swell. It's going to swell. It's going to cup. You know, the wider you go, the more the floor is actually going to move. Mm-hmm. So when we have that with a client, we always try to recommend an engineered floor as opposed to a solid wood floor. But even an engineered floor, if you are put to that type of environment, is going to move.
Really?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so dimensional stability is really what we're concerned with. So if somebody says to us, I want a wide format or a wide plank floor, but I like to have a tropical environment in my home,
uh-huh.
You know, 90 degrees, 80% humidity, you know, that kind of thing in Chicago, mm-hmm. They're just not a candidate for it. I mean, that floor doesn't stand a chance. because it's going to absorb all of that excess moisture. It's going to want to swell, and it's going to cause issues. And then in the winter, it'll do the exact opposite. Well, and
go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, and one of the things we always tell people, too, is that, I mean, when you're using an engineered floor, it's actually more sustainable because we're using that wear layer is one-third the thickness of a solid wood floor, which means I'm getting three times more coverage out of my first choice wood. And then my secondary woods are, you know, usually fast growth spruce or whatever, you know, that they're using for the backing. But it's more durable because it's cross-banded like plywood. So
right, and that's where
it's just a smarter way to go.
Absolutely, Rich, and that's an excellent point. Sustainability is something we always talk about in, you know, the green building and just the whole sort of concept of green is very important to us because we go through so much flooring and so much wood that we want to be as sustainable as possible. I mean, most of the mills we work with and support are FSC certified. It's a term that's kind of
and what's that stand
loosely
for?
Used, but FSC stands for the Forest or Forestry Stewardship Council. And what that basically means is these are plants and mills that practice sustainable harvesting techniques. So they're not going to go in and slash and burn and do some of the, you know, the craziness of 30, 40, 50 years ago. We're literally treating trees now like a crop. So it's selectively harvested. It's replanted. Mm-hmm. And these are mills that are certified by the organizations in the industry to be able to have that FSC certification. It's very important to us.
Oh, yeah.
But to go one step further, as Rich was just mentioning, to use an engineered floor where it's a sliced veneer, an actual sliced veneer of solid wood that's been laminated or attached to a secondary backing is huge because you can get 3, 4, 5 cuttings out of that material. You know, people always say, well, isn't 3/4 inch solid flooring better? I want that real stuff like you were just saying, Ryan. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's real in every, you know, sense of the word, in every way the engineered product is. But we can replicate it 3, 4, 5 times because we can just slice it, and attach it to a backing.
Right.
And the night... Oh, Robbie has a question.
I still am not quite sure. Engineered flooring is real wood.
Right.
But it's thin.
And so what's wrong with thin?
Nothing.
Well, the only downside to some of the engineered floors, your wear layer, it depends on the thickness. So
it may not be able to be sanded. If it's a cheaper veneers, sometimes you can't sand them.
Right. No, those tend to become disposable floors, but they're priced that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the products that we like to sell are the ones that you can sand. And what I was about to say is now we actually have the ability to install for the client that wants this specific color but needs an engineer. We can do an unfinished engineered floor, sand and finish it just like the solid, and
right.
we're a lot more stable.
Okay.
Right. But, Robbie, you raise a very, very good point. So what's wrong with thin? If it's too thin, then you almost don't need a wood floor because you can't manipulate it in any way. What's the point then, right? I mean, why would you want a really thin floor that you can never sand or you can't, you know, manipulate the way we'd want to manipulate it? So all of the flooring we spec in has a nice thick wear layer. That's the actual amount of wood. And it can be treated literally like a regular wood floor. It's an engineered floor, but I can sand it, I can stain it, I can do it multiple times. And to Rich's point, the sustainability component is there. Right. And if it's thick enough, if the engineered piece is thick enough, we cover all the bases. There's no downside and we're dimensionally stable. So we're sustainable and all those other things.
The engineered part is the laminate.
The engineered part is the wood part.
So then it's wood. It's not engineered.
Well, you guys are going to have to bring in a couple of pieces next week that it's got layers like plywood.
What is wood?
Okay, so if you think of an engineered hardwood floor or a solid hardwood floor, it's a one thick piece of wood, 3/4 inch thick. An engineered hardwood floor is a piece of wood that is maybe an 1/8 to 1/4 inch thick that is laminated to other pieces of wood.
Mm-hmm. They're all stacked together.
Right. They're all stacked together
and glued together.
Like crisscrossed. Yeah, they're crisscrossed.
Like plywood.
Okay.
Okay. A laminate floor is a picture of wood.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's the difference.
Okay. So it's either a big, thick cut of wood or it's thin wood.
Exactly.
Yeah. Man-made wood. Together. It's wood.
All right. I would like to dispel one myth, though. So people always say, well, I want a solid wood floor. I want, you know, or a real wood floor. Because it's thick and I can sand it forever. The biggest myth with that is that you can only sand down to the tongue.
Right.
You know, so all flooring is milled into a tongue and groove configuration where one fits into the other. And so the usable amount of flooring, to Rich's point, which is a very, very good point, Rich, you can only sand down to the tongue. Well, if you were to measure from the tongue up, you would get maybe a quarter to 3/16 of an inch, which is exactly the format of our engineered floors. Right. So we take the usable amount of flooring and then laminate it or attach it down to these ancillary, you know, crisscross layers, and we can get a full thickness of a wood floor without wasting the rest of it, which is the part below the tongue, mm-hmm. right? And we can slice it again and attach it again and again. So we can get probably five times worth of solid flooring out of an engineered product line versus a solid 3/4 inch piece that can't be sanded below that tongue. It's a point that comes up all the time.
Now, I think this is also a good point to be talking about. Yeah, you can go rent the sanders and do this yourself.
No,
this is the quickest way to ruin your floor because people start walking back and forth and they keep and then all of a sudden they sand down to the tongue.
Right.
You know, and this is where a professional floor sander. I did it once because I thought, you know, how hard is that?
Sure.
I call Mr. Floor now. it's a lot, just like the drywall. Yeah, I can hang drywall and tape it. I don't want to do it anymore.
Right, right.
You know, let the professionals do it. So you guys are going to come in there and take just enough off to be able to refinish it and save that wood. Somebody that doesn't know what they're doing,
they're going to go through it.
They're going to take too much off. Right. And now you've lost the life of that flooring system.
Right. Our typical sanding sequence, we take off approximately 1/16 of an inch. So we're not taking off a lot. So we allow it to be sanded multiple times. You can get an engineered floor that has a 1/8 of an inch sanding layer and not sand it at all if you don't know what you're doing when you're sanding an engineered floor.
Mm-hmm.
So right. You just got to be careful.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. We have clients, you know, that have tried to sand themselves.
Uh-huh.
And then they call us in tears. Oh, my God, what did I do? So there
exactly.
You go.
That was the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, and refinishing and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. Thanks, guys.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.